In the name of God. Hello my dear friends, this is Milad. I'm come back again with another last talk. And this is last talk is about power of reading. The strength of reading. Especially the power of pleasure reading. You know, this topic is very important. Very, very important. You want to go higher. For example, you are in a certain level and you want to go higher, but you don't know how. So please, the solution is that you have to read comic books. At the first, I hope you've had a great time, and I wish the best. And if you want to listen to my last, I want you to be extra happy and feel free and make yourself feel good, and then you're gonna listen to my last talk. And please enjoy my last talk. So you know, I've had a hectic month and week, and you know. I couldn't record or leave my comments in connection with your topic that you shared with me before. So please pardon me and excuse me because of my delay. And you know, these days I'm very busy and I don't know why. Please pardon me. So, and you know, this topic means that the power of reading is brought to you from an article or book by Dr. Stephen Krashen. Dr. Stephen Krashen, as AJ said in his last talk, this doctor has done a lot of an incredible research about this topic. And you know, this doctor is number one expert in the world. And he's an incredible intellectual, he's an incredible expert. And my opinion, the other thing that this doctor said and has said is true. And we can use this method, and this is good, okay? So, you know, let's get started about this topic. At the first, I have a question. You know, why do we want to read English books? What's the reason? Are we gonna read comic books? Books for pleasure, for fun? You know, there are a lot of people in all over the world. They can use English for more demanding purpose. They can use English very easy and better than other people. But maybe at this time you can speak English, you can listen to English just a little bit. But you want to go higher. For example, you're in a certain level and you want to go higher. And you always say to yourself, oh, I'm sick of and tired of this freaking level. I'm gonna go higher, but you don't know how. You know, the solution is that you have to read English books, but for fun. And this is a great method that Dr. Krashen, yes, offered you. So, you know, maybe you think those people who are great, they have a great, they have a great IQ. Their IQ is very great, they are genius. But you know, you are genius. And I wanna say you, if you wanna go higher, you have a great potential in your body. And you know, you have to unleash it. And you have to use it. By using your inner energy, by unleashing it, you can, yes, cultivate your ability in language learning in English. And this is great. You can improve every day. Day by day you can improve. Week by week you can improve. And this is great. So, but today's, this method, my opinion, is gonna pay off is reading for fun. And that's it, okay? If you wanna go higher, just read for fun. Read English books. You know, as Dr. Krashen said in his last talk, he compared the group of people who are using the textbook, who are solving the grammar structure and the practice every day, with another group of people who are reading for pleasure, for fun. Yes, they are using English books, not textbook. And you know, as you guess, which group of people got a better result? The reader. And as you know, the greeder got a better result. They had a better result. Those group who are, you know, who were using the English books, those people had a great ability in language, in English. So, you know, as Dr. Krashen said, when you read books for pleasure, you can continue to improve without classes, without teacher, without people to converse with you. You know, you must develop literacy because you can't help it. You cannot control it. This is something that is out of your control. This is great, okay? You know, the important point is that when you're reading for fun, you're gonna learn English naturally and intuitively. You know, do you understand? Naturally. And this is great, like a native. And this is very great. So, you know, there are a couple of rules that AJ said in his last talk that you have to do it every day if you want to read English books and if you want to go higher and improve your ability in language learning. The first one is that you have to choose the book that you can read it, that you can understand it, and you can understand all of the sentence, okay? And you can get the result. Okay, you can get the general result. For example, let's imagine you choose a book and you cannot understand it easily. That book is very tough and you cannot understand it. Okay, so over the course of 1 month, when you can understand it, whenever you wanna study it, I cannot understand it. And you know, over the course of 1 month, you say, I'm sick of and tired this freaking book. I don't want to read it, study it anymore. And you know, this is very bad. This is very bad. And you feel embarrassed. You feel very bad. And you cannot improve. You cannot go on. And this is very bad. But, you know, you have to choose a very easy book at the first. And then you can go higher. Over the course of 1 year, if you read for pleasure and you read comic books and easy books, then your ability in English is gonna go higher, and this is great. And you know, the second one is that you should not use the dictionary. You know, if you use the dictionary, you cannot understand easily. For example, now let's imagine you are using a dictionary and you know, you cannot read it for pleasure. Always you have to you have to search in the dictionary and Google it. This is very bad and you cannot understand it. No, that's not good. So please, you know, you don't have to use a dictionary. So something that you have to choose, whatever thing that you want to choose, must that thing be very easy and you can understand it easily, and that's it. Okay, so you know, I don't want to talk about this anymore. You know, other people in this peer group talk about this topic very well, better than me. So thank you very much because of your listening to my last talk. I'm eager to hear your voice, and I'm willing to hear your comments, or if you cannot record, so please leave your comments. That's it, okay? Just leave your comment about this topic, and just, you know, I'm eager to hear about you, about me. So about my mistakes, and you know, I know I had a lot of mistake, and so please remind me, and I'm eager to hear your voice. So thank you very much. And you know, keep going and always believe in yourself. Okay, so thank you very much and good luck.